First of all, there are serious problems with GBC as a public broadcasting system. Even though it's public, as you know, to a large extent, it's owned by government. That's why government appoints almost all the top officials. If we want to set up a public broadcasting system, we must take that bold decision to establish it with all the requisites, as you can find from the BBC, for instance. In which case, you can talk of a private trust, okay, raising funds and managing it, and this organization serving the public interest, which, of course, you do, continue to do. Now, the core issue here is that we need money to fund the GBC. That one is not debatable. We need money, and I wholeheartedly support that. To start with, there's an easy way. Either we decide to place some kind of taxation on the importation of TV sets, and if you want to include tablets and those instruments that can access the television, then I don't have a problem with that. But it should be imposed on the onset, one-time taxation. Then we can put that amount into a fund that will fund GBC and other public broadcasting institutions like Radio Ghana and all the others, okay? That, for me, is about the best way. Frankly, if you listen to the public, most people even say we don't even watch GTs. Maybe they are saying that for the sake of us. So for me, for us to get the money, instead of taking people to courts with the fines and imprisonments, which is going to create some kind of chaos in our system, let's decide to place some kind of tax on the importation of television sets and other sets that can access the airwaves and capture your station. And then that's it.
That was governance expert Professor Bafua Jimendia.